No. One of the interesting things to talk about Mishle is Hurricane's a parrot that I find. At one point of life, I completely didn't understand where it was coming from. Later on in life, as one matures, one sees the world. He talks, what is the purpose of Chochm? Chochmosi hakshivus from Asai Hatas. Lishma mezimos for das for sochi and so on. So, if you take a look at Chazal and all the Mefarshim, they talk that Shlomo HaMelech is coming to tell us that one of the powerful things that we learn Torah, stay away from minus and znus. Harchek mo'aleho darkecha. And there are two ways of reading this. One is literally, and one is a marshal, which is a little, it's an obvious marshal. Kinofes tutafna. What is that? People have two types of yetzaras. There's a physical yetzara, and there's an intellectual yetzara. The most powerful of all, the physical yetzaras, yetzarasness. Intellectual, Chazal tell us, minos. All sorts of different philosophical, intellectual ideas that will pull us away from the Kodesh Baruch. We say, Lo sasuru achre levavachem v'yachre einechem asher atem zonim achoreim. What is that? Lo sasuru achre levavachem v'yachre einechem. So I think Rashi quotes it. It's talking about minus and snus. Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Svarim Rabim Chibru Olde Kochovim Avodosa. Hech Iker Avodosa Mamasehu Mishpateho Sivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalulikos Ba'osan HaSvarim Klau Lunahayrebo Lo Bedivrei Medabreho. Afil His Takel It must sura also shenemar al tifnu elho elili. Ubin in azen namar, pen yujus loim loma eich yava goim, eich yava shlo tisha al derech avodos, vheichi vafa pishen ato ovedes, shedova ze goron lihifno sechura, lasos kamo shem osim shenem vesek en gamoni. ולול עבור את כחום בלבד הוא שעושה להפתו, סך מחשובה. כל מחשובה שהוא גורם לו לאודו, לעקור עקרי התורם ותורם לאונו שלו הלוס על לבינו ולא נסיח דעתנו לכך, ונחשו ונמשך עבור הלב. Why? יש שדעתו של אודם קצורו. We have a person who has to accept his own intellectual limitations. And knowing that we're accepting our own intellectual limitations, if you begin delving in to the lomdus behind Avodah Zarah, the lomdus behind Kfirah, the lomdus behind all of this, you can get pulled into it. A person has to accept his intellectual limitations and know that there is a danger, there's certain intellectual dangers. You stay away from intellectual dangers. Medrash tells us the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Harchek mi'olohu darkecho zuminus v'al tikra v'al beis pesach beis v'zaharishus. It's the government. Ikediyam al tikra v'al zozona harchek mi'olohu darkecho zuminus v'harishus. It means the two very powerful pulls that people have. And those two powerful pulls that people have, both the pull of minus and the pull of znus, person has no to make gedarim so that one doesn't get pulled into it. And all the gedarim that Chazal, Rishayim talk about, being ishli isha, for instance, because recognizing the power of the pull. The Surim in the Torah about Avodah Zarah, for instance, admiring, people like to go in to, there's a lot of beautiful artwork done in the Middle Ages about Christianity. And very regularly I get a shaila about going into the Sistine Chapel. What's the Eastern going into the Sistine Chapel? Eastern going into the Sistine Chapel is two. You're not allowed to walk into a base of Avodah Zarah. In a Catholic church is a base of Avodah Zarah. Something else. When you confront Avodah Zarah, Kfir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are one of three attitudes you can have. You can see something positive. And the positive doesn't have to be in the Avodah Zarah itself. It's a beautiful statue, a beautiful painting. That's also seeing something positive. Not allowed to see. What the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, Harachik me'olah darkecha. And the Rambam talks that you're not allowed even to appreciate the artwork. The moment you give some positive feeling to it that shows your repulsion by it is not your major emotion. And there's a danger in giving any positive emotion to anything to do with Avodah Zarah or Kfirah and the like.
Is that true even now that he's after they got rid of the
Yitzhahar of Avodah Zarah? Yeah. Ram knows Avodah Zarah here, doesn't say. When he gets to Moavi Adom, he said, no, he can't have this one. Even still.
He's taking interest in Greek mythology.
What?
Greek mythology is possible.
Greek mythology. Amr Rabbi Seinu, Kishanitfas Rabbi Lezer HaGadol. Rabbi Lezer HaGadol was captured by the Romans for teaching Torah. Heluhu Lagardum Lidom. They took him to the chopping block to have his head chopped off. Amalo Ososar, that Roman officer told him, Zokin Shikamoscho, Yasik Bedvarbatan, you're learning Torah, you're spending your time on all of this nonsense. Amalo, so Eleza Godel told the Tsar, Nemun Ola Olai Hadayon. The judge will judge me positive, will judge me honestly. He was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Roman thought he was referring to him. Several Tsar, all of whom, Hulomar Elekinegar over Shibashim, Oma, Hemanti Elechor, Dimus Potrata, and he excused him. Shibola Beitzel, and he came home. Nixon called Tamido Lenachmo, or Kibel Tanchum. He was very upset. He was upset at himself, upset at the situation, that his words were interpreted to mean a lack of pride in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that his words were interpreted to mean that this Roman officer was the true judge. And he didn't get any tanchum. Omelo Rabbi Kiva. Let me teach you, tell you something you want to talk. Rabbi Shema Dovah Shel Apikursus Bolo Yotcho V'Hinoach Olov. Maybe once heard a svar of Apikursus, and it was such a good svar you had enjoyed it, and because of that you're being punished. Omelo Akiva is Kartani. You reminded me. Hamachas, there was once I was walking. And that's what happened. The person, when he confronts these things, has to stay far away. And and the psukim here are read in two ways. Both in terms of snus and in terms of minus, and the Medrash says in terms of dealing with government. It says, how far do you have to stand? Dalat Amos. What does Dalat Amos mean? Dalat Amos is a different rishos. Put yourself in a different rishos entirely. Don't become part of that entire world. Don't become part of that entire rishos. Harach melo darkecho. Val tikra val pesach pesach. Pentiten l'acherim hodecho. Who the acherim? Acherim, either different cultures, or that's if it's talking about minus, or and it gets on to your relationship with your wife. Telling you something else. The two things, the two issues in Znus. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Ravid writes in his Hakdama to his Sefer and Taras Mishpacha, Bala Nefesh. He writes, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the dogs and the cats and the cows and the chickens, all the different animals, created a male dog and a female dog, a male cow and a female cow. Came to a human being, created one human being, and split him into two. Why? If the relationship between human beings was just necessary to reproduce, so, like a cat. That's the relationship between a male dog and a female dog. They get together, they reproduce, have children, everyone goes their own way. Kadosh Baruch Hu created human society, a human being in such a way, the natural unit of human society would be the family. And because the natural unit of human society would be the family, what did he do? Created one human being, split into two, and told them to come back together and form a unit. A male dog and a female dog aren't a unit. They get together for technical purposes, needs. A male and female, they form a unit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria. And he says, Al ken yazov ishes ovev es imo v'dovak v'ishto. And he created the attraction between male and female in such a way to be the glue that held that unit together. The moment you use that attraction for other things, you undermine the whole family unit. You undermine that, you use that for something else except the glue that is supposed to hold the family unit together. Pentiting lachirim hodecha, ushnatzecha lachzorim. So that is either foreign cultures, a foreign woman. Penyizbu zarm kachecha, all your kachas are going to be consumed with this, whether it's the foreign woman or it's the foreign culture. And then at the end of your life, hamta bach yisecha. Now, here we begin, and this is the finishing off of the previous program. Chochmosi hakshiva lutzfunosi hatos nacha. We've been talking about the importance of limud haTorah. The Gemara says that limud haTorah, preoccupation with limud haTorah, the mind has to be preoccupied with something. And this can be preoccupied with limud haTorah, it can be preoccupied with znus. The refuah for preoccupation with znus is preoccupation with divrei Torah. That's number one. Number two, preoccupation with the divrei Torah is a shmira. I don't know how many people in this room, certainly among a good number of the bochum in yeshiva, this whole event that happened that was before some a few weeks ago, and Beit Shemesh shook up a lot of people. To me, it wasn't a surprise. I know the people involved. Preoccupation of divrei Torah means exactly that, two things. First of all, Torah is not a shtick. Torah is not a game. It's not a plaything. Person whose mind is preoccupied with Havanas HaTorah makes Torah part of his being. Gemara talks about Achitofel, that Mr. Simon Chutz, it was outside, it didn't penetrate his being. Torah penetrates your being when your mind is preoccupied with Havanas HaTorah, number one. Number two, something else that's important. I mentioned the Shmuz this week, but even afterwards, I kept getting at Bachram after Bachram coming to talk to me about it. Torah can be one of two things. It can be a very interesting intellectual pursuit. It can be a means for exposing ego. Or it can mean a means of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my life in a deep way. The price at the end of Perkei Avos, Kol Halomei Torah Lishma, Kol Osek Torah Lishma, Zocha L'Dvar Maharad. It's a soothing. It doesn't say Halomei Torah Zocha L'Dvar Maharad. says ha'osek b'torah lishma. First, it has to be lishma. Too many people use Torah for their ego. It's an interesting medrash. Cain and Hevel were fighting. Medrash has a simple question. You have two people, they have the entire world. You take the northern hemisphere, I'll take the southern hemisphere. There's enough for you in the northern hemisphere, there's enough for you in the southern hemisphere, the east and the west and the whole world. So what do you have to fight about? So, there are three mandarim in the Medrash, reflecting three different types of fights people have. There's one mandarama that says they divided the world, and we have a whole world, we gotta divide it between all of us. You take all the karka, and you take all the metalton. Wonderful. So this one owns the karka, this one owns the metalton. So the one who owns the karka says, listen, get off my karka. This one says, you want the metalton, your food, your clothes belong to me. People want to control everything. It's one mandarama. Another mandoma, Enochanamik. They divided the world. There was going to be one Beis HaMikdash. And whose chelik is the Beis HaMikdash going to be? And they fought about it until Cain killed Hevel. Sometimes Torah, if it's not Lishma, can become an excuse for ego and for power, for all sorts of bad things. And that's why it's Lishma. And it's a danger, especially what should you learn from this mice? Certain people are bolet, they stick out how they use Torah to project their egos. Kabbalah Satira and Anova go hand in hand. We all know the story why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in Har Sinai, not in Har Carmel, not in Har Tabor, not in Mount Everest, or whatever great mountain. Torah Lishma. Nobody's going to fall for it. There's another word here. Osek B'Torah. Don't say Lomay Torah. There's a big difference. Lots of the different Torah has two meanings in terms of Esek HaTorah. Esek HaTorah means preoccupation with Torah. Not just functional learning, it's preoccupation. Preoccupation with the ideas of Torah. Esek of Torah also, from the Pesach, anyway, I didn't see it in Rishon. You have to treat Torah, this is my business. Famous story from Chaim. Reb Chaim was sitting at a din Torah in Brisk, and Reb Simcha Zelig was second dayan, was the dayan of Brisk. He was the third person with the best on the din Torah. And one of the people was a very ignorant person, basically barely knew Aleph Beis or Pasuk Chumash. And all of a sudden, he came up with a very complicated taina. Straight out of the Shach. And so, Reb Simcha Zelig, what a wonderful mind. He doesn't know anything. He can machav into a Shach. Just imagine you sat and learned. So, Reb Chaim turned to him and said, no, you're making a mistake. When it comes to your own business, everybody's a Shach. The Shach's godless is the whole Torah was his own business. What is this? I once told this to a cousin of mine. He was an accountant who was working at that time. I was living in Chicago. He was working at that time for the welfare department. He said, most ignorant people, the geniusy tinyus they came up with to justify all of their claims. If a person has a business and he's doing well in the business, that business preoccupies him 24/7. in the success, and he takes it very seriously. Allah takes my Torah as seriously as a businessman will take his business. He makes sure everything is right and everything is success. But you do it with Shema, not for your ego. You do it because that's your derech avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, that preoccupation with Torah, with Havonas HaTorah, it's a way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you zoche to these things. And it says, Lishmorcha for Ishuro in a different culture. Different culture. Every chokhmah has its own system of logic. And what these psukim are saying is your preoccupation, your way of thinking, has to come out of Torah. So that when you confront any other culture, any other system of thought, you don't get pulled into that way of thinking. You stay with your Torah way of thinking. Last summer, unfortunately, I spent a long time at Shaarei Tzedek Hospital with my daughter's condition. When I was there, one day I walked into the hospital and doctor pulls me over. He's the head of endocrinology there. He talked about my book. And he's a man who read everything in the field and said, what is it that he liked about my book? He said, everyone else begins, okay, there's the way of viewing science and Torah has a problem. So how are we going to fix up Torah within the mental framework of science? So you did just the opposite. There's a mental world of Torah. Okay, now science has a little problem. So how are we going to solve science's problem within the mental world of Torah? The different mental worlds. And that preoccupation, when you confront Minos, when you confront Apikorsis, if you preoccupy with Torah and your mental framework and your thought process comes out of Torah, then and you keep that distance not being pulled into that mental framework, that's the Shmir. We all live in a world where the ideas surround us all the time. But if you make sure that you're preoccupied with Torah and your mental framework comes from Torah, so then that's the Shmir. That's the Shmir from Minas Apikorsis, and it's also the Shmir from Znus. Now the Shmir from Znus is a very interesting one. Nowadays, especially internet, sit down time after time, you'll have a problem. One of the biggest chorbonos to the world is A, internet, and B, the fact that it's almost impossible to function in this world today without internet. And the biggest problem with internet, besides the schmutz and this and so on, is that it also causes a preoccupation. It also is an electronic addiction. Medrash says, Rabbi Akiva says, that the Yetzer begins like a thread of a spider web and ends up as a heavy ropes that they used to use to tie a ship when it was in harbor. Yetzer proceeds on three levels. First of all, it's an attraction. Then it becomes a habit. And breaking habits, a habit means it's part of you. And the moment it's part of you, to fight it means you have to break something inside of you. And then finally, come an addiction, which is a total preoccupation, total consumption. And then it becomes a whole person. And the only way to fight it is to change the whole person. I was talking to a former Talmud of Yeshiva recently, who Nebuch, his life had been destroyed because he became addicted to pornography on the internet. And the person who was trying to help him said, there's only one way to do it. You have to go to an inpatient facility. Was an inpatient facility? Because there they ground you with a total preoccupation. They reverse the preoccupation. If you come for 5 hours here, you don't reverse a total preoccupation. And there's always a clear chavshus. But the question is how difficult it is to execute that b'chira chashus. And what Shlomo HaMelech said, at each stage, the solution to all of these things is preoccupation with Torah. He says, Yamarti, and I said, but once a person didn't listen, he says, Pen Yisbu Zaram Kochachem. We'll stop here. Okay, we won't be a Kedushin Shir today. I'm just too tired. We'll be.